What's up, everyone? Rahul Gupta here with Retro Tech Snacks, where we look back in history for technology inventions that many people might not know about that have helped shape and change their industries, and then we take a peek at how they've impacted us as individual consumers. And for today's episode, we're going to be talking about credit cards. Now, the concept of credit cards was actually invented in the 1950s. But until the 1970s, it remained a more physical than digital process. So what that means is, in the 1950s, they actually used a tiny printing press to record transactions. So it would print on two pieces of pressure-sensitive paper. One piece would be given to a customer as a receipt, and the other piece of paper would go to a processing center, where a clerk would then have to manually type in the account details and sales information into a computing system. Now, this very manual process was insecure, slow, and prone to human error. The benefit of using a magnetic stripe coating on a card like we have today is that when it's combined with point-of-sale devices, data networks, and transaction processing computers, it creates a more secure, fast, and accurate payment system. Now, you might be wondering, why hasn't this continued to evolve, right? We went from a tiny physical printing press and a processing center to a credit card that's made out of plastic. Why hasn't it continued to evolve? And so an answer that I found was, according to author David S. Evans, who wrote the book Digital Revolution of Buying and Borrowing. And he says that it is inexpensive to issue magnetic stripe cards, and now that point-of-sale technology has been perfected and continues to improve from economies of learning and scale, it is simply better for businesses and for consumers to keep issuing magstripe cards. Now, let's actually dive into how this card was created. IBM engineer Forrest Perry was accredited with this invention in the early 1960s. Forrest originally was tasked with combining a strip of magnetized tape with a plastic ID card for CIA officials, but he struggled to adhere the magnetized tape to the actual card. It would always come undone. So as the story goes, one day when Forrest went home, his wife, who was ironing at the time, suggested, why not try ironing this strip of tape onto the card? And so they tried it, and it actually worked, right? And so this story isn't just fascinating because they used a clothing iron to create a credit card that is so widely adopted and used in today's world, but what's even more admirable is that IBM worked with other electronic payment leaders to make this an open compatibility standard. What that means is IBM leveraged their connections to the banking and airline industry, among others, so that the magstripe system, the credit card that they developed, could be widely adopted. So much so that in 1969, within a decade of this invention's inception, it became a U.S. standard. And 2 years later after that, in 1971, it became an international standard. Now, IBM decided not to patent this technology. Instead, they just wanted everyone to use it. They saw a need that this could address. They wanted to ensure that a lot of consumers and businesses simply had a better, improved system to purchase their items. Now, and it proved extremely valuable and has paid dividends for all of us in today's world, where our global credit card industry handles $6 trillion in transactions per year. And there have been numerous other markets inspired based off of credit cards that help support other financial technology sectors or digital payments, etc. And so it has also made it easier for us to purchase our items, whether we're going to a store, we're going to a restaurant, or we're shopping online, to buy our items with the simple swipe of a card, the click of a button, or even a thumbprint or facial recognition, giving people a smile and buying your items that way. With such a wide array of benefits, it's an incredible invention from IBM, quite the legacy for Miss Perry's ironing board, and has drastically changed the way many people make their purchases. With that, I would like to thank you all so much for tuning in, and catch us next time on Retro Tech Snacks.